As is typical with modern concrete bridges, the two bridges are pre-stressed, as David Peacock informs.
Now, pre-stressing means usually when you cast a precast beam, the strands will be stretched against two strong backs, and then you pour the concrete around them, and then you cut the strands. Here you pour the concrete, feed the strands through ducts. When the concrete's strong enough, you then stress them to hold that segment against the last one you poured. And that goes all the way back to the pier head at the top of the first pier, so they're tied back to each other all the way.
Working more than 20 metres high, safety on site has become the most important consideration for the Alliance, as Peter Stewart confirms.
There are plenty of hazards on the site, but I'm never worried about it because there's a high level of safety consciousness right through the whole site, and I'm very impressed with the whole attitude to safety. And whilst it's an incredibly dangerous site, maybe that heightens the awareness and heightens people's attention to detail. That's good.
Steve Montgomery adds,
we haven't had any lost time injuries yet. We got an award, which I think was to December, of 100,000 man hours with a lost time injury. It's a physical job, so you do get, like I said, strained muscles, so we make sure that they're treated straight away. It's obviously in our best interest to keep the men at their best, and also for them, for their own personal, you know, the old motto, you know, you come to work to go home.
Are there any medical facilities around in case of
action? Yeah, we have a trained occupational health and safety person on site with his own dedicated office and facilities for minor injuries, and anything major is, of course, taken to the nearest hospital. And the closest hospital here is Coaldale, which is probably about 5 minutes down the road.
All this time, while the bridges were being constructed, the road was closed, affecting businesses and the community. Ros Mustin was engaged as the RTA's Community Relations Manager. My role was to serve the Minister's promise that communication between the community and the RTA would be improved. It's been 2 years of crisis management. I feel it's a crisis for somebody when they ring in and they say, Ros, it's a business person, 7 cheques have just bounced. I don't know where I'm going to find the money to pay the fee on the cheques that have bounced. I'm dependent on somebody coming into my shop and buying some things tomorrow so that I can honour the cheques. Yeah, there are 8 villages affected by the road closure. There are sporting clubs in those villages, football sort of things in the winter and surf club type things in the summer. Those sporting clubs provide a community service, a social service, and those clubs are supported by donations from businesses. When the businesses started to lose money, the sponsorships to the clubs ceased. And the clubs then made, first of all, the businesses made contact with us and said they couldn't sponsor the clubs, and the clubs made contact with us and said that they didn't have the money to keep running, and they were also losing, they couldn't recruit for their teams because some of the children were too far away to come to training, etc. This is where the Community Support Fund comes in, because when the Minister announced that the road would close and there'd be a budget for repairing it and there would be a time frame for repairing it, he also announced that there was a $2 million Community Support Fund. And my role in the project is to facilitate the allocation of the fund. So I suddenly had a budget where I could offset expenses and costs that were caused by the road closure. We expected people to come to us with submissions for money or for other sorts of support, because a lot of these problems you can't solve with money anyway. They were not always able to put their submissions forward to us, so we had to assist. Often we helped them develop the case. We then often helped them develop the solution. And then we often implemented the solution. Now, that's a little odd for this sort of situation, but here you've got perhaps a set of shopkeepers who've put all their casual staff off. They're working very long hours. It's impacting on their family. It's impacting on their health. It's impacting on their finances. They really don't have a lot spare to come in and do all of the work that they need done to support them.